Midwest Radio, Wednesday morning. I'm talking with Mark Hinsley on our Tree Talk feature. We've been talking a little bit about people owning large trees, Mark. What is the responsibility and the liability, say, to me if I've got a large tree in my garden and it's found to be at fault in some way?
Well, Cameron, the risk is based essentially on the reasonable actions of a prudent citizen. There is an accepted degree of risk associated with the retention of trees because of the benefits that accrue from them. But if a tree is retained in an obviously dangerous condition, particularly in a situation where if it fell over it's going to hit something important,
sure,
then that risk can be considered to be unacceptable. And the retention of trees in an unacceptably dangerous condition is an act of negligence.
So as a layman owner of that tree, it's my responsibility at the end of the day?
Well, as a prudent citizen, yes. Yeah. As it is with any of your property. It's the same common law that covers anything you own. You have to take reasonable precaution,
sure,
to prevent an accident coming because of it.
And in, let's take another situation. I've got a TPO tree with a tree preservation order on it. I'm technically not allowed to cut it or touch it, as I understand. Is it then my responsibility if a branch falls off and injures somebody who's walking beneath it?
Well, there is an exemption under section 1986A of the Town and Country Planning Act, Cameron, that states that if a tree is dead, dying or dangerous, then it is exempt from the tree protection control. You don't need the formal consent of the local authority to act.
So can I go straight out there with my chainsaw and cut it without asking permission or not?
If it is that dangerous, but beware, because the burden of proof is on you,
right,
to prove after the event, if questioned, that your actions were necessary.
So if I consider that tree is dangerous, then should I get a professional in to check it over before perhaps I do take it upon myself to cut it down?
It can help you, Cameron, yeah. I mean, particularly in managing the amount of cost you're going to be involved in. You really want somebody who's prepared to come out and tell you, if there's nothing wrong with the tree, that there's nothing wrong with the tree. As an individual homeowner, the need for sort of annual inspections hasn't really got down the food chain that far yet. Certainly large landowners are having to look at their trees on an annual basis where they overhang major roads just to manage their own liability.
Okay. Well, some interesting things there, Mark. Thank you very much indeed. We'll catch up with you and Tree Talk in future weeks here.
Thank you, Cameron.
On Midwest Radio.
Yeah.